How to get the approval of study permit application in Canada. The 8 tips to get your study visa in Canada. The approval of your study permit application outside Canada may vary with the individual circumstances of the application of the person seeking to study in Canada and that an applicant is a genuine student and do not fall under the category of inadmissible in Canada, and able to meet the criteria of the study permit application pursuant to ARPA's Act and ARPA for the issuance of study permit in Canada. Some may get the refusal because of several grounds, but others may get the approval if they are able to satisfy the visa officer that they indeed eligible and meet the criteria, but the burden of proof always with the student as he she need to support the claims in granting the study permit in Canada. 1. If you are planning to study in Canada, look demographically the location where you wish to study in Canada and evaluate if you have networks there, such as if you have friends, relatives or colleagues. This would help you in a way to adopt or just living in Canada for a while, as an international student and establish yourself there in Canada, in particular for your accommodation details, though providers in Canada may also provide you with their assistance in finding one. 2. Choose and check the course and provider/yes you are eyeing to enroll in. For the course, checks if this has a link to your education and working experience, in relation to your academic interest or more importantly for the long-term benefits and future plans. Look for the information regarding the course program that interests you to undertake for a certain diploma course or postgraduate certificate course in Canada and its fee that will fit for your budget and see if you are able to meet the criteria to qualify for the course you intend to enroll in Canada and ensure that the provider is registered and authorized by SIC as designated learning institution for the international students in Canada. 3. Ensures that you are able to pay the registration fee or admission fee for the college to assess your application for the course. Remember that this fee is non-refundable in case your application becomes unsuccessful, and you are able to pay the partial down payment of the course directly to the account given by the provider to you and later receive the letter of acceptance after passing the assessment, entry requirements and receiving the partial payment of the course fee. The course fee you have paid in the event your application for a study permit is rejected by the Canadian office could be refunded by the provider. You would need to present only the copy of your refusal letter to claim your course fee refund. For more information, check the international refund policy of your provider in Canada. 4. Read the information on your letter of acceptance, such as, if your personal information written there is correct, course fee, duration of the course, the intake dates of the course for you to prepare early for your application for a study permit in Canada at the Canadian office at least 3 to 4 months before the commencement of the course in Canada. Check if there is a designated learning institution number on it, as this is now a requirement that must be present in your letter of acceptance for visa application purposes. And then, prepare the supporting documents when applying for the study permit outside Canada. 5. Choose as to whether you wish to submit your application online by creating an account at MySIC, GC Key account, by completing the online application, uploading your supporting documents, PDF, and paying the visa application online via credit or MasterCard, or applying via a paper-based application, where you need to submit your application through the Visa Application Center, available from your country of resident. 6. Create a covering letter for your application study plan. This letter outlining your intended study course program in Canada and any other facts, information about yourself or your circumstances, etc., as to claim your genuine purpose to study in Canada. 7. Take the medical examination at any approved panel of physician of citizenship and immigration in Canada. If you are opting to make an online application for a study permit in Canada, it is recommendable to have your medical done first before finalizing to complete your application online for submission. But for those who want to apply manually, paper-based, expect that the Canadian Visa Office will advise you to take the medical exam after they receive, acknowledge the receipt of your application. With the availability of e-medical, you can assure that the clinic or hospital will directly forward the result of your medical examination. 8. The person applying for the study permit application outside Canada should satisfy the visa officer that he or she meet the criteria of the Act and regulations of issuing study permits in Canada. satisfy that there is an adequate financial resources to support his or her application to study in Canada to cover the tuition fee, cost, at least for 1 year, travel and medical insurance cost and living costs in Canada and for any additional family member included in the application for a study permit and the sources of it is legit and credible enough to convince the visa officer. Remember, the VO could exercise its discretion to further request or investigate any additional information as to regards on the funding to study in Canada based on what the applicant has supplied on his application, for example, bank certificate, bank statement. Satisfy the Visa Officer of Citizenship of Immigration Canada, SIC, that a strong ties from the country of residence of the applicant where he/she is a national, has been fully established through the support of evidentiary requirements that is material to the application of study permit in Canada. Satisfy the Visa Officer that all the information was provided correctly, and all the supply documents are genuine. A big no for holding or concealing any information or providing fraudulent documents. Satisfy that you are a bona fide applicant for the purpose sought in Canada and will follow the conditions of your visa. In the context of being as international students in Canada, SIC allows those graduating international students in Canada to qualify to apply for post-graduation work permit after the completion of their study course program in Canada if they deem qualified to. The basis of the approval of your study permit application outside in Canada is depending on the individual circumstances of the applicant, but at the end of the day, knowing what exactly the context of its criteria increases your chance to have your application be approved. Questions regarding study permit application in Canada. Contact Visa Online Assistance at info@visaonlineassistance.com.